I'd like to welcome Coach Scott Finley from Carrollton to the Curly Country Fifth Quarter Show. And Carrollton kind of upset Richmond's homecoming tonight. 22-16 victory for the Trojans. Kind of tell us how that game played out from your sideline.
Well, to start with, we started out moving the ball okay, and then we had a turnover. And then they scored pretty quickly. They got up 8-0 on us. And one of the things I told the guys is, you know, bad things are going to happen in a game, and it's about how you answer. And the guys did a great job of that. We turned around and got the ball back again, and were able to move down the field. And before too long, we got a nice rushing touchdown from Dylan Staten. And then our defense really dug in. And at times they'd move the ball a little bit, but they were able to always up to it, keep things in front of them. And ended up later on getting Gavin Claude, got a rushing touchdown. And then later on, Hayden Richhart got another big touchdown reception. So, and that pretty much our scoring. They did a really good job. I mean, the guys really answered when they were challenged, and really played a tough one today.
I also want to point out that you probably won the turnover ratio, not
absolutely
the first time, but you really did a good job of taking it away, and you minimized the suffering on your own losses.
Absolutely. And we did have turnovers. I mean, we had miscues, but our guys were able to answer. I thought our D-line played extremely well. Gabe Frank, Wyatt Rowan, Tristan Cooper, and Jordan Miller really – we're able to anchor down and put pressure on the quarterback, try to keep him in the pocket as much as possible. And it seemed like he was having more success throwing when he was getting out of the pocket. And those guys did a really good job of keeping him in there. And so they played extremely well.
And they did a good job of taking away the entire run game. You kind of forced them into a passing situation.
Oh, yeah. They were in a lot of long yardage situations tonight, which really helps out your secondary. And Gavin Claude had a nice pick. Hayden Richard had a nice pick. Again, when you're getting pressure like that and getting long yardage situations, your secondary gets a chance to really feast.
It sounded like there were several ball mishandlings tonight. Was the ball wet? Did the atmosphere create some kind of a problem tonight, or was it just anticipation?
I think it was anticipation. Being a rivalry game, because both sides, you know, our guys and their guys were struggling a little bit with the football at times, and I think guys were just amped up. Rivalry game, their homecoming. No, the weather was fine. I mean, it was a little chilly, but it is great football weather.
Let's talk a little about your offense. Do you have statistics on receptions and yardage for tonight?
I do not have official statistics yet, but what I can tell you is we were able to hit Collier Davis a few times, and it was really get him out in space. Hayden Richard had a huge game. I'm excited to do stats tonight and find out for sure. But those two, we were able to move them all over the field and do different things with them. And they're both great blockers as well. And so we use them as wideouts, as tight ends. We put them in the backfield a little bit. We hand the ball to them. Both of them are kind of a jack of all trades, and they do really well with it.
Toward the middle of the game, it sounded like they were pretty well shutting down your run game. But there at the end, you just ate that clock up. Was it a different set of plays that you put in for clock delay at the end, or was it just your boys were just wore them down?
A little bit of wearing them down. We adjusted him, and we were able to move Collier Davis around because, again, he's a former offensive lineman, and that's why we kind of use him as an H-back or a tight end type position. So we were able to move him around and really focus on areas in their defense where we felt we could create running lanes, and that's kind of what we did in the second half.
And your sophomores and juniors have stepped it up to play some kind of football this year.
Hey, they're doing a great job. They're getting better every week, and I'm really proud of the guys.
All right, Coach. Did you have any significant injuries? I know quarterback took a whack there and set out a play or two.
He took a beating tonight. You know, sophomore quarterback, and he welcomed to varsity football. I mean, that happens. And so we pulled him for a couple plays, had looked at him, and he was fine. He checked out, so he went right back in, and he did a great job leading his team tonight.
All right. Did everybody else come through healthy?
Oh, yeah. Nope, we're good.
All right. Where are you headed next week?
Lexington.
Oh, yeah. Taking on the tough guys. You do get them here, though, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be electric. It's fun. It's always fun when you play the Minutemen, so it should be a good one.
All right. We hope to hear from you after that game. I'll let you go. I'm sure you want to get back with your team.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. Great win. Destroyed Richmond's homecoming. 22-16, Carrollton Trojans over the Richmond Spartans tonight. Coach Scott Finley, we appreciate you giving us a call, and we hope to hear from you after that win next Friday against Lexington.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Thank you now.